about this expression? If a man came by your house with a wagon load full of wood, and a little while later he came back and it was empty, and a little while after that he came back with another load, and this just kept up all day, what would you say he was doing?
He's selling it.
Selling it, or if he's just carrying it back and forth.
Well, if he went that way and come back empty, mm-hmm. He had to unload it over there.
Right. Could you say he was hauling wood?
Yeah, he's
hauling wood. Okay. And say if this expression, if I've got something that's too heavy to pick up, like a big trunk, I'd say, well, this thing was too heavy to pick up, I just had to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And say, if I was talking about doing it yesterday, I'd say, yesterday I...
Mm-hmm.
And I've plenty of time. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the thing that a farmer breaks up the land with? What would you call that?
A tractor?
Or before the head tractor.
Well, back in them days, they used a cutting plow to break the land with.
Was there any other kind of plow that you know about?
Yeah, they had several different kinds. Sweep stop. Buster. Other kind of, such as harrows, hot harrows, use that as a plow.
Mm-hmm. Would the harrow break it up real fine?
Yeah, it crumbles it up pretty fine. Mm-hmm. Finer than sweet wood.
Mm-hmm. One other thing about a wagon I wanted to ask you about, the part of the wagon that the wheels fit onto that runs underneath the wagon, you call that whole thing the... Same thing on the car, really. You might say you hit a bump and you broke your rear.
Well,
axle.
Yeah, it's called axle. Mm-hmm. It would be axle, but the whole thing is called something else.
On a wagon?
One place on there, you got a fifth wheel.
A what?
A fifth wheel.
Hmm. I ain't heard of that.
Cup and tongue go over the fifth wheel. Mm-hmm. And go into your rocking boat. And that bottom thing, name something else, I can't say it right now. Mm-hmm. And the axle fit on.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's it. Have you ever seen these things carpenters use them a lot? They're wooden frames. The ends of them are shaped kind of like that. And you got a cross piece, and you can take two of them and set some planks across them and set up a temporary table if you wanted to.
Sawhorse?
Right. Well, you know, ever heard of something kind of like that? A wooden frame, except it was shaped more like this. And you could put a log right in the middle of it and saw off the end of it.
Yeah, saw rack, I believe.
Saw rack. Okay. And say this thing, if you're gonna, you could use on your hair. You could use either a comb or a
brush.
Right. And with the brush, you say you're going to
brush my hair.
And these things that you don't see around too much anymore.